Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points. This is the show where we talk about internet geek, random, you know, video game themed things. We play music, don't we, Red
Bear? There's some musical. We play some.
Yeah,
we talk about some movies.
We talk about a lot of hardware, obviously.
We're all about the hardware.
So if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. We have a website that we like to pimp at the very beginning of every show. Starting now, we're going to do it at the very beginning of every show.
Right now.
What's that show?
Site,
that's okay. Thanks, Robert. The site is EXP Points. That's two P's. EXPPoints.com. Go ahead and check EXPPoints.com out. We've got the radio shows, all previous radio shows from this season, season four of Experience Points.
The best season.
It's the best season so far. It's certainly the most current gen season there is. Season four won. You got PS4. You got Xbox One. They have season four won. We've got all of the shows up. We had to cut some of the music out, but we've got our talk and our discussion up online at exppoints.com. We also have some reviews on some hardware and some video games. We're going to be getting a Grand Theft Auto 5 review and a Kingdom Hearts HD remix review out pretty soon, so those are on the way. You could also win free video games via Steam or Origin or some downloads if you participate in any of the online blog contests that we will hold. We haven't held any yet, but we will be holding some. You could also
check the
the Facebook page. I have a moment. The Facebook group. We shouldn't be a group. We should be a Facebook page.
We should be a Facebook page. That'd probably work better.
Yeah, because people ask to join the group all the time, and then I log into the group every week.
There's like 30 people wanting to join.
Yeah, right? So that will become a Facebook page. Just go to the website, though, and it will link you to the Facebook page when it's created. Again, the website is exppoints.com. Double tap the P. Two P's. We're going to get started the right way. We're going to talk about what we did this week in video games and internet and hardware and anything. Red Bear, you were around some cars.
I was around a whole bunch of cars.
Cars. Did they talk like in the movies?
No, they're not talking. They're actual cars.
Real cars.
Classic cars. I was down at Cruising the Coast in Biloxi, Gulfport, that area in Mississippi.
That's in Mississippi for the geographically challenged.
Yeah. If you fail world geometry, that's the next state over. Yeah, so I was at a classic car show, Cruising the Coast, all week long. Like I said, saw a lot of great cars. It was awesome. Played a few video games.
What'd you play?
I played Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Yeah, so you say you've been playing that for a while. How do you like it so far?
I've been playing it for a little while. If you're in the DC universe, it's pretty awesome.
I am not in the DC universe.
Man, what's wrong with you? Are you a Marvel fan?
No, I'm not a Marvel fan either. I'm more Marvel.
Just not like things that are good.
No, I like Marvel more than I like DC. But I gotta say, I'll probably never play a Superman game. But I really like the Batman Arkham games.
Arkham games are amazing. There's a new one coming out soon.
Yep. We're gonna get to that a little bit later in the show. I've gotta say though, I think those games are better than the new movies. Like, I think when I play those games,
yes.
I get more enjoyment out of those games. But that's good that you're that's the beat 'em up, right? Like the
Well, it's like the Street Fighter style 1-on-1. You fight your friend.
Okay. Nice.
And speaking of Street Fighter, I was also playing Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Oh, okay, so it's like the merge game.
Yeah. So you get the Street Fighters, the Tekken Fighters, and you fight each other.
Awesome, yeah. So it's like the Capcom versus Tatsunoku, and
yeah,
like they always do the...
that type of deal. And,
Marvel versus
I'm
Capcom.
I'm sorry about to offend a lot of people. Everyone knows Tekken's the best. So
I'm not going to put a target on my back like that, but well, good. When you were at
Crank Safe, that's how he does.
I'm PC all the way.
I'll commit to a comic book franchise. I'll commit to a fighting franchise.
That's right.
Where I stand on everything. It's Tekken. It's DC. You can come and face the bear if you want. But I'm still right.
There you go. At Cruising the Coast, did you see anything that stood out in your mind tech-wise?
Not really. I mean, this is a lot of older tech, generally some older crowd. Although there was a very nice radio flyer.
The wagon?
The wagon.
The red wagon?
Souped up like F-650, took the body off of it, and made a giant radio flyer wagon.
That's a little ridiculous. Okay, so it was a big one. It wasn't like...
Yeah, no, it was this giant... Like, the guy, like, sat in the bucket and drove it down the road.
Nice.
It was great.
Awesome.
So that's what I've been up to. What have you been doing, Matt?
My week wasn't... it wasn't that elaborate. I was at... in Keesler this past weekend, but
I was there. You should have me up.
I was there. No, I was there just to pick up a vehicle and come back.
See me.
I've graduated.
Fighter cross Tekken.
I've graduated up. I beat Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nice.
Before the weekend, and then decided to go try it for real. So no, I didn't go.
Air Force Base, bro.
Yeah, I stole some
you
cars.
You just need to calm down.
My life is spinning out of control.
Clearly, you need to check yourself.
What I did is I beat Grand Theft Auto 5. And I started playing some Kingdom Hearts, and I really love.
That's a bit of a shift.
Yeah. It's a big shift, but Kingdom Hearts, and again, there's like a big, I don't know. There's a huge gap in people today where people, they love Kingdom Hearts, or they don't understand what the big deal is about Kingdom Hearts. And when they don't understand what the big deal is, they don't like it. Like, I mean, they are against it. And I guess that's with everything. Like, if you don't get why something's so popular or why people love it, me, I never understood Pokemon. I'm just going to throw that out there.
X and Y are out. That's the thing.
I'm excited.
They're still making them. That's what's impressing me. I remember back in my day, there was only 151 Pokemons.
Yep, and there were only three games, red, blue, and yellow.
Yeah, and now I think there's like 18 classes of Pokemon.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's run amok a little bit, but that's okay. I mean, I feel like if people are going to buy them, obviously, I still own Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 for PlayStation 2. I got the HD remix. I was going to buy it eventually, and I just saw a trailer for HD Remix 2. Where it was Kingdom Hearts 2 and Birth by Sleep and some of the other ones that are like Japanese only for a long time. So I started playing that. I played a little bit more Infamous. I had a really bad run-in previously. I had to start pretty much over on Infamous about a month ago, so I sort of just kind of gave up on it.
Yeah, it's like me trying to get through Fallout 3.
Yeah,
how many times I restarted that game?
It's a love-hate relationship, but it wasn't being bad at the game, or it wasn't like doing something wrong in the game that made me screw up. I went and saved my game because this game doesn't automatically save your progress. You have to go and say save game, quit. Well, whenever I was trying to save my game, it loaded. That's what it was. It loaded an older game. So it was like I was on mission 30-something. It loaded mission number 5. And I don't know why I had that save game anyway, but it loaded the mission number 5. So whenever I go back to load it, I mistakenly hit the save option instead and overwrote my level 35 with the level 5. Essentially backspaced myself in 30 missions to where, Trish and I are still having problems, and nobody loves me, and I don't got the super jet hand ability, so there are a lot of problems with the game at that point, and it wasn't fun to play through all that stuff because I was just trying to get back to that point. But I went ahead and I played a little bit of Borderlands 2, gearing up for their $1,000 giveaway. We're going to touch on that in a little bit. Other than that, I did some programming. I did a little bit of programming. I watched a ton of YouTube Vine videos. Those things are addictive.
You know that Vine is a thing. You can go to Vine and watch the videos.
Right. But YouTube has these compilations. They're Vine compilations.
But you don't even have to put effort into finding the best.
No, it's like...
You just take best of Vine.
Right, yeah. You want to see the best of September? Here's 25 minutes of 5-second clips.
5-second clips.
That's
how many clips is that?
I can't math very well. But, all that being said, it's a extreme waste of time. And I urge everyone to stay as far away from that as possible. Let's go ahead and break into the final part of this Grand Theft Auto. We seem like every show we talk about something really hard, and then we talk about it just a little bit less, and then the final show is like, all right, we're done. We're not going to talk about this anymore. It's over with. It's been a thing. We're going to talk a little bit about Grand Theft Auto because they fixed.
I'm getting straight gangster.
They. Oh, y'all heard it here. Y'all heard that. He is getting ready to... do that again. Do that again for the people that don't know what it is. Here we go. That is... What kind of rifle is that?
That is a sawed-off Mosin Nagant.
Sawed-off Mosin Nagant. That's a Russian gun.
7.62 round.
Isn't that a Russian weapon?
It is Russian.
You cannot...
Russian infantry.
So you can't play with that in Grand Theft Auto 5, but you can play with that in Metro 2033, which is also a game we're going to talk about a little bit later. I beat Grand Theft Auto 5. And
I did too. Who hasn't?
Well, no, everybody's beaten it by now.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Beat it.
Did you actually beat it or no?
Yes, I actually did.
Oh, okay. So at the end.
Okay, actually, sidebar. I am lying. I watched my roommate beat it.
Okay, all right. But it's like you were there. You were there.
I was there. It happened. It was the thing.
So there's going to be a little bit of spoilers that I'm about to say. I'm not going to give anything away big, but the final mission, Trevor, Franklin, and Michael, they make it all the way to the end, all three of them. And then the very last mission has you, as Franklin, choose who is going to die. Essentially, the mission decision is...
Oh, it's because of that one jerk, too, pretty much.
Yeah, Dave Weston or whatever.
Yeah.
He as one of the antagonists in the game, he comes up and he says, "Hey, Franklin, dog, look, you're either going to screw yourself and everyone's going to paint a target on you, so Franklin's got a bad day, or you kill Michael, or, you kill Trevor." So like there's the three options that you hate in video games. Option red, option blue, and option green. Mass Effect 3. So you've got those options, right? And then you can choose to like Franklin getting screwed over. That's not killing anyone. I chose that option, and I'm going to say that's the best option in my opinion. But
that's the one we went with.
Yeah. I think it's. They really put it up there. They were like, if you choose this, you won't survive. It'll be crazy. You could totally survive. You got this, man. Look, if you're listening, you got to believe in yourself.
Don't believe in yourself. Believe in me, who believes in you.
You will make it if you believe hard enough. Anyway, I played it. It was awesome. It was fantastic. Though, what we talked about last week about how Grand Theft Auto is sort of like a little too easy sometimes.
Yeah.
That final mission was
anticlimactic.
It was – well, no, I liked it. I thought it was cool because essentially you're like, we got all these loose ends in the form of people that want us dead. Everyone go and pick, somebody and take them out. Take out a team. And that was cool.
I mean, that's cool. I don't know. I just think it could have been executed better.
I think, well, I don't know. I like the way it was executed. I have a problem with the entire game mechanic of you automatically lock on so well. The guns are very realistic in their ability to kill you.
Guns kill people.
Only the enemies. The enemies die very easily.
Yes,
they do. You lock on and you lock on to like the center of their chest. All you have to do is like pull your thumbstick up and it goes right on top of their head. And with a submachine gun or something, you can just kind of rake it up drag it up the side of their up the front of their chest, and that's it. So it was fun, but I realized like the big takeaway from beating Grand Theft Auto 5 is that in the meantime, Rockstar North fixed Grand Theft Auto Online. And that now we can play Grand Theft Auto Online, though there is a small problem that I think everyone's going to have a problem with. There is no cross-platform ability. PS3 owners cannot play with Xbox 360 owners.
Because that makes sense.
Well, I believe Xbox has something in there that Xbox can't communicate with non-Xboxes. I want to say that's in some terms of service.
That's probably Microsoft's fault. But
I'm not saying that Sony also probably doesn't have something like that. Nobody wants to play with everybody else. They just want to play with, their own stuff. But luckily, and again, this is not official yet, there have been rumors that early 2014, possibly Q1 2014, that means from January to January to what, like March or April?
Yeah, something like that.
You're gonna get Grand Theft Auto 5 for PC. So hopefully that's a thing. If it's not, I'll be willing to bet it's by next year summer. They, you know, I can't imagine it being farther along than that. Even though Grand Theft Auto 4 was out almost a year, if you think about it, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in September. Grand Theft Auto 5 PC coming out in, say, May or June or July, that's almost September. That's 10 months after release.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
So, I mean, it's almost a year, which kind of falls into that little, you know, it falls right into place. Grand Theft Auto Online, though, fixed. They're actually doing this really cool thing. You know, they said that they were going to have problems. They said that they were going to have server issues, and they did. And people were still complaining. People were creating characters, and they were able to get in. And then, unfortunately, something would happen, and the servers would delete your character or something. So any progress that you had, any skills, any progressions, your characters would just be deleted, and you'd have to start all over if you could even get back in.
So, yeah, that's what people love about MMOs, starting over.
Right, yeah. I mean, no one loves that. I know you're joking, but I did that twice. Rockstar is giving players who experience these problems, and even players that didn't. If you tried to play or played in October since the online portion has been implemented, they're going to give you $500,000 in-game currency. So half a mil in-game currency, enough to buy like one really, really good car or like a plane or a couple bad cars or some property. You can do that in Grand Theft Auto Online. That is the stipend that you're getting. So congratulations. Yeah, I mean, it's nice. For a game that was predominantly a single-player game, and the online seems – it doesn't seem like it's an add-on. It doesn't seem like it's extra.
No,
it seems,
they've done very good compared to the hacked versions that we had previously.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, in San Andreas Online and
– and you know we played some of that.
Yeah, we played some San Andreas Online, and it was good. Grand Theft Auto 4 had an online component. It was very much deathmatch, team deathmatch, capture the flag, king of the hill type stuff. But, I mean, Grand Theft Auto V's universe is fantastically expansive, and I for one, am happy to be able to partake in the Grand Theft Auto universe. So that's good that they finally got it fixed. We are going to go ahead and cut to a song really quick, and then we're going to come back with some more discussion. This is Anna Monoguchi with Helix Nebula. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. We've got a lot coming up. Specifically, right now, we're going to talk about some MMO news. Not Final Fantasy, not World of Warcraft.
Nope.
We're going to talk about Elder Scrolls Online. Red Bear, take it.
All right. Well, I just finished watching the E3 trailer. It looks a lot like the previous Elder Scrolls game.
Expected.
Except, graphics are good. But, I mean, what is it pretty these days? I don't know. I'm not really excited. I don't know.
No, you want to know what's not pretty these days?
What's not pretty these days?
Madden 25.
That is sad.
We during the break we were watching a video, and it's ESPN using Madden 25, the engine, to like do their Sports Center recap. It doesn't look terrible.
No, looks terrible, Matt. You're giving way too much credit. It looks like Xbox.
I couldn't do it.
Original graphics.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't model that, but it looks very shiny. It looks like everything's wrapped in saran wrap and has infinite global lighting on. I mean, from something, you know, and first and foremost, it is a game that you play for fun, but it's not Blitz, okay? At some point... It is a simulation.
When are we getting a new Blitz?
I'm not sure anything's actually changed. We don't need a new Blitz. We just need to stay with the old Blitz. We have one on PS3. We have one on Xbox. As long as they come out with another one. Anyway, beside the point, Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. So, yeah, not terribly excited. I'm wondering how the magic's going to be in this one, because the last one, magic, you couldn't really play a magic character and survive.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, so MMOs, they always have this, you can't really, not supposed to solo an MMO. Some of them you can, especially right now, you can, like, solo all the way to the end. But... Yeah. Unlike some of the Final Fantasy missions, you almost have to partner up with somebody. You have to balance and plan. So I feel like maybe a Magic character won't be able to play exclusively by themselves, you know, in Elder Scrolls Online, but maybe two Magic characters and maybe some, I don't know, physical melee damage or, you know, range damage. There will be able to be some sort of, you know, collaboration amongst players, and that's what they're hedging their bets on. But I don't know, like, some people want to, like, what if everyone decided they want to be a Magic character? What if, like, you just had a party of, like, well, there's five mages or five battle warlocks or something, you know?
Well, I would say that's the best party ever.
I mean, it is, but, I mean, what if, like, oh, we got the only giant that happens to be immune to all magic. Wow, he kills us all. That's fun, because I wanted to do that.
Your thoughts? You gonna buy it?
No, I'm probably not going to buy it. Honestly, the way I look at MMOs that aren't WoW or Final Fantasy.
Wow.
Well, no.
That's actually a pretty good way to look at MMO.
In all seriousness,
it's not WoW.
It's not WoW, and it's not Final Fantasy. It's not EverQuest.
Not Guild Wars.
It's not Guild Wars, and it's not. They have like another one like WakFu or whatever, some like Korean-based MMO, I think. It's not these games that. And there is another one. I can't remember what it's called, but they've got a lot of voice acting talent behind it. I'll try to look it up after the next break. But it's not these fairly established, or it doesn't have a lot of power behind it. And it feels weird saying that Elder Scrolls, the MMO, doesn't have a lot of power behind it.
I don't see the fan base for it.
I know that there's a fan base because Oblivion, Skyrim.
Yeah, I believe people like those games. I don't really think everyone wants this to be an MMO.
No, I can't.
But that could just be me.
No, I don't think it's you. I think it's a good idea whenever you just say, like, man, wouldn't it be cool if, like, you, me, and another guy all got together and messed up that village?
No, I think it would be better if it was more like Borderlands.
I like Borderlands multiplayer.
Where you can have a couple friends join in, and, like, you could just run through the
storyline, the missions, yeah.
I think that would be a better direction for the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I like the open worldness of MMOs, you know, like what you can go, you know, if you really wanted to run all the way in the other side of the continent or the game world, then fine, do it. Obviously, that's what Grand Theft Auto Online sort of has going for it, is that you can do that. It's not new, it's just fun. Even getting there is fun because you know, steal a car, have a chase, you know? Right, yeah. Versus like, wow, if you're going to get across the continent, you better have something to do when you get there, because it's not something to just go over there and then just like,
where people have made mini games for you to play while you're traveling.
Right. I don't know. I see that there could be a fan base. I see that this is going to go the way of Hellgate London, though. I think it's going to be like Tabula Rasa. They're going to go ahead and make it, and it's going to be good, and then it's going to eventually go free-to-play. It's going to go free-to-play, and then it's going to die. That's what Star Wars, I think, did. Star Wars The Old Republic. I bought that game. Yeah, I bought it because I believed in BioWare, and I thought it was going to be like Mass Effect Online. And it sort of was.
That's something I could go for, right?
I don't know if I would enjoy Mass Effect Online, mainly because, like, the story is so driving. Do I really want there to be multiple Mii's, multiple Commander Shepherds or whatever?
No, I mean, there's so many different races in that game.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
Aliens and all that, and they're, like, really awesome.
Yeah.
I love to play one of the emotionalist big.
What are like the. Yeah, I can't remember the names, but.
Snuffleupaguses.
Yeah, the big elephants. The elephant rhinos or whatever.
Yeah, they can't express themselves.
Yeah. I think they have like a V in their name. No, I know what you're talking about. But that's what I think is going to happen. I think give it 2 years and it's going to become free to play. And if it sticks around after that, if enough to keep the servers on and they can microtransaction it out, then sure, it may stick around. But if it doesn't make any money past becoming free to play, via microtransactions, I think it's just they're gonna shut the servers down, and in 5 years it just won't make it.
I don't see this going anywhere.
And I mean,
we could be surprised.
We reserve the right on experience points to be wrong all the time, but another, you know, trend in MMOs is that they don't last forever. You want them to, but do you really want, you know, you got EverQuest 1, you got EverQuest 2, you got Dark Ages of Camelot, you got Ultima Online, you've got all of these older, antiquated, you know, they had good runs, very much so. They had very good runs.
Oh, yeah.
And they did so much to further MMOs, to actually, you know, push MMOs as a genre. Because before, MMOs weren't really anything. They were text-based adventures. They were MUDs.
We call
them
MUDs.
They were, they
Age
were not...
Age of Chaos.
Age of Chaos. Wow.
Check it out. I give it a full 12 out of 10 stars.
12 out of 10 stars. You can't math very well either. It's,
that's a Red Bear approved game.
I think that's what, there's an icon out there now that's like 12 out of 10. 12 out of 10, Red Bear approved. That's what I feel World of Warcraft is eventually going to die in favor of Blizzard's new thing. You know,
Warcraft Online. StarCraft Online.
That'd be awesome, but I don't know how that's going to work. You know, it's everything eventually just kind of dies in it's Darwinism. It's evolution, and you know, now we've got like a renaissance in indie games that happened to remind us that we were at one point reserved for we had to have 8 bits. Like that was the max.
Right.
8 bits, 16 bits, 32 bits, those were what we had. So, you know, the renaissance in independent game development, that's what we have now. Give it 10 years, we'll have a renaissance in maybe MMOs, and people will be like, hey, you remember that old game, World of Warcraft? Let's go and play that. They have some private servers hosted or whatever, and you know, that'd be really cool. I was having a discussion with a couple people about what do you think? I'll get your take on it. What do you think, since we're on the World of Warcraft kick?
Since we're on WoW.
What do you think if because World of Warcraft has evolved, it's learned from its own mistakes. Vanilla WoW.
Come a long way.
Yeah, several years ago, I want to say like 9 years ago, Vanilla WoW, the cap was 60. You barely had land mounts. You didn't have flying mounts. It was just ridiculous, the different things that you didn't have. The first expansion gave you so much. The second expansion gave you more. Third and fourth and fifth. I think we're on the sixth expansion now, maybe fifth expansion.
We're up there.
And I'm continuing to talk about like the non-buyable expansions. So like the expansions that didn't give you anything in like physical form. So you know, you got the big ones: Burning Crusade, Wrath of the Lich King, Cataclysm, and Pandaria, Mist of Pandaria, or whatever. So those are the big ones. Those are the ones you pay for. But there were a lot of little ones in between. But wouldn't it be cool? This is the point of the discussion. Wouldn't it be cool if you could reset and play through all that classic content as it changed?
Like have old servers still running?
We'll have like a classic
WoW servers.
They came a long way with phasing technology and being able to bridge the server gap and the realm gap.
Phasing's interesting, because remember that when I was riding on your rocket and suddenly you disappear?
Yep. I was in a different phase and you're just like, where'd you go? They've come a long way with their phasing technology,
I haven't played in a little while.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit better. Even cross realm phasing. So what I would suggest is, what if there was like a way that you were like, I want to enroll in like, I don't know, phase based WoW. Let's just call it phase based WoW. So you start and it's like level one. You are level one. In the vanilla WoW, and you start playing through it. Maybe you implement all of the big like engine changes and the bug fixes of the newest ones. But
no, I don't know. You kind of want the bugs. That was fun.
I don't know. Some of the bugs were really annoying. You play through and you experience all of the world events, like, you know, the plague, like the Burning Crusade when the plague started coming out, and you experience all of these as if they're happening at that moment, not just like they're scripted. It breaks immersion whenever you're in Nagrand or whatever, and you know that what's his face, Hellscream, Garrosh Hellscream, is in another place. He's now the Horde, the chief or whatever at one point, and then you go to Nagrand and he's like this nobody, this like screw up recruit. He's done nothing. He's still like my daddy. I have daddy problems. And you can fly, you can teleport back to Orgrimmar, and there he is. And he's this, you know, this BAMF. He's this, you know, super cool, you know, no one messes with Garrosh type of guy. So that's kind of like, it breaks immersion. So if you could experience it in a very evolutionary way, would you want to?
I think that would be fun. That'd be a thing that would be cool. That would take a lot of work and a lot of effort, I believe. But I believe a team of Blizzard could pull it. I believe if anyone could do it, Blizzard could do it.
I don't think it's impossible. I don't know. I guess it has to be profitable, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to make money, and there's got to be enough people that want to do it.
Right.
So, just my two cents.
I would like that. That'd be fun.
I would like to play through it, if not just for like nostalgia's sake. Call it, you know, wow nostalgia or whatever. So we're going to go ahead and cut to another song. This is Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire. Kind of an independent artist. Go ahead and look him up on Spotify. This is his song, How to Fire a Gun. And if you know how to play Grand Theft Auto, you already know how to fire a gun.
Figured it out.
This is Experience Points. I'm your host, MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
He's the other host.
I am also a host.
You're in it here on Southeastern Zone.
Yeah, music.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
I would like to learn how...
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire. Before the song came on, we were discussing certain things that we like about MMOs and that we didn't like MMOs. And Red Bear and I were discussing Mass Effect as an MMO. The race that you were describing, what was it called?
That was the Elcor.
That was the Elcor. The monotone and emotionless, but they try so hard. We're looking at Mass Effect.
Normalize their emotions for you.
We have MassEffect.wikia.com open. We're both looking at it. There's so many races in this game. This could easily be an MMO.
I would play the crap out of this MMO.
There's so many. There's like, what, this is 9 of the Citadel races. There's what, 11 of the non-Citadel races, 2 of which we don't see. And then there's a ton that like
there's are historical just historical races. There's like the husk zombie things.
The Varan, which are like the dogs.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Other creatures, which would be like pets and things.
Yeah. They're
cows. They actually have space cows.
Yep. There are a ton of races, and you know what? They're all really unique, I feel. They're all really good at their own little thing. Like, some are really good at medicine. Some are really good at, like, security. Others are kind of, like, average out in every possible way. Humans always seem to be average. Humans are always, like, right in the middle of everything. They're not good at anything. They're just kind of not bad at everything.
That's a good point. Matt, do you ever play humans in an MMO? They are like every MMO ever.
So my first World of Warcraft character was a human, I believe it was a human warlock. And that guy, I think his name was Aperix or Toboe or I don't know. I can't even remember the guy's name. It was a horrible experience. Because humans are boring. I play a human in real life.
I play a human in real life every day.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, it's sort of a toss-up between, do you want to do something that you've never done, and that's why you play a game, or do you want to be you and just, like, go out and go shopping and do stuff? So, because that's why I feel like, in an MMO, it's not exciting to go to the store and pick up, a gallon of milk and, like, a tab of butter. But in a game, it's fun to go to, like, you know, go to the drop point and pick up 15 epsilon theta P's or whatever and, you know, get some crazy currency and do this stuff, like, as I don't know, an elf or, a Dresden orc or something. You know, that's fun. As a space marine, even. Like, yeah, because who doesn't love marines in space?
That is a hot thing.
That's a pretty hot thing. That's what we were talking about last time. We're going to go on to some video game releases. Video games that people are looking forward to. Maybe you're looking forward to them too, like we are. Some of us are looking forward to games like, Grand Theft Auto V for PC. That's unofficial. Some of us are looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Assassin's Creed 4. That's coming out in about 2 weeks, give or take.
I'm pretty excited about that. I was actually on GameStop's site. They have a Captain Morgan costume when you buy it. Now, this is something I don't really like. Is like, you get, like, if you buy it through GameStop, you get the Captain Morgan costume, like, for the
game. Okay.
But, like, why do I have to go to GameStop to get that? I don't like these exclusives.
I have a problem with, like, DLC. Like, when it's
that's
something...
exclusive DLC. That's
when
what
it's something... So that's not, like, an actual costume, is it?
No. No. That's
awesome. What I'm thinking.
It's a Captain Morgan costume?
It's coming out.
You get to wear the pirate outfit while playing this?
It's coming out in October 29th. So I'm thinking, like, man, that'd be perfect for Halloween. Like, go buy Assassin's Creed. Get a free Halloween
awesome.
Costume.
Man, y'all miss out on a marketing opportunity here.
I do not appreciate the exclusive DLC either, and I don't appreciate it because it's DLC. There's nothing exclusive about something that you did not actually have to touch. Like, if it's DLC, and it's just a file somewhere. Why do you make it exclusive? Oh, I want to buy it from here. Oh, I want to buy it from there. I'll buy the DLC. You don't have to bait me into buying your, you know, if I will never get any exclusive DLC. If that means that I have to, in order to get the DLC, also get it through Origin or non-Steam, anything that's non-Steam. If I have my choice, I am going to get it through Steam because that's where most of my games are. And that's my choice. That's my preference. If you know, I don't mind paying a dollar extra for the DLC because if I really want it, then I'm going to buy it if it means that much to me. You know?
Yep, that's my argument right there, Matt.
Alongside Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, we have Battlefield 4 for the Xbox, the PS3, and the PC, all releasing same day, October 29th, about 2 weeks from now, or 12 days. Battlefield 4 is looking really, really good. And I don't know if I'm like the minority. I have a feeling I am the minority here, but I like playing the Battlefield single player campaign, even if it's ridiculous.
I enjoy them also, Matt.
I've always loved playing like the Modern Warfare campaign and
The original Modern Warfare had a good campaign to me.
Well, no, I feel like it's like I feel like it's playing through Game of Thrones. It's like, did you like that character? Dead.
He's dead.
Did you like that character? We're gonna set him on fire in a pit. You know,
shoot the snipe, and you're gonna have to drag him across Chernobyl.
Right. Yeah, that's how I feel exactly. Every time it's like I don't try to, you know, if it's a shooter, especially by any of those developers, like I just don't get attached. I can't. It's like an emotional roller coaster, and I can't handle this. I can't ride that roller coaster. I don't have the bag for it. You know.
Oh man.
We got Watch Dogs coming out on PC, and Xbox 360. It says that it's going to come out for PS3 and Xbox 360 at some point before the end of this year. Watch Dogs for PC apparently is coming out at the end of November, so November 22nd-ish, though I don't think that's completely confirmed yet. The websites that we're reading, the blogs that we're reading, that's the date that they're giving, but they could be wrong. Call of Duty Ghosts, the latest and arguably greatest in the Call of Duty series, is coming out in 3 weeks, or they're about 3 weeks. That is the one where you can have a dog. That's how I remember it.
You get a dog.
We were talking earlier about the Batman Arkham series, Batman Arkham Asylum, and then Arkham Cities. It is the best series. I am going to go out on a limb. It's better than Christopher Nolan's trilogy. Even though that was good. As movies, those were really good.
What I liked about those movies is I believe that could happen.
Yeah.
That Joker, that could be a guy who just went crazy.
That was really good.
Be some billionaire who wanted to fix things.
Yep. I don't think anything about any of the tech is so extremely far-fetched that I have a problem believing it.
Right.
The motorcycle with the way it steers and the way the wheels roll over, that's a little far-fetched. If I'm going to go that direction, a little far-fetched. But, you know, as far as
my point is, the characters, I believe, could be real people.
Absolutely. And that's the scary thing. Well, exactly. I guess, or
the cool and scary thing.
The thrilling. That's a thrill. It's a thriller.
It's a thrill. Is that what cool and scary is? It's thrilling?
Yep, it's thrilling. Anyway, the latest and potentially also the greatest in the Batman Arkham series, Batman Arkham Origins, is coming out in 8 days. It will be here on PS3, PC, and I believe Xbox 360.
And we won't even have to register it through Games for Windows.
Thankfully, yay! That is such a hassle.
I'll be able to download it and play it and be happy.
We've talked several times about DLC or digital distribution. I don't like Games for Windows Live. I have never liked that.
Terrible.
Oh man, we're not gonna go back into that.
No, there's an episode. Go back and listen.
There is an episode, but those are some really awesome releases coming out in the next coming weeks. Most recently, though, Beyond Two Souls was released. Pokemon XY was released. Grand Theft Auto 5 Online. In case you didn't hear, that was released.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Freaking awesome.
It's pretty awesome. We do have some. We have some consoles coming up, PlayStation 4 being released November 15th. So in
right ahead of Xbox One.
Right ahead, November 22nd, Xbox One's being released. We actually, and this sounds weird, but very recently, in fact, this past Monday, the Nintendo 2DS was released.
Oh yeah.
The Wedge.
A whole two people cared.
No, no, I think they're. I honestly, I've come around to thinking. I think that there is a market.
For what?
So I think that there's a market for having having something that is fairly cheap. And again, I don't know how much it's releasing for. I guess I should check that. But have a market for something
that's cheap, Matt.
Well, no, no. I think it has to be. It has to be cheap enough to where you can buy it, and it looks like it's going to be about $130, which isn't so cheap because I think that's what the 3DS XLs are now. It would have to be so cheap so that if it's broken, it wouldn't be that big of a problem. You didn't waste a ton of money. Like right now, and I'm correct, the 3DS XLs are $200 brand new. So and that's if you get it from like Best Buy or something. I think that it has to be so cheap and so replaceable, and it's so sturdy at the same time. It has to be good. It has to be good for kids. And I figure if you can get a Nerf case and you can,
for a small child, this might be a good thing. That way they can throw it and slobber on it.
Right. And also, so there's an argument that like, oh, kids' eyes aren't fully developed, so the 3D effect's sort of lost on them. So that being said, this is something they don't have to worry. It automatically just cuts the half of the view out, and it's just a 2D version of the 3DS or the 3D XL or whatever. I don't know. I think there's a market. And when grandmothers are looking to get little Timmy something for Christmas, they're going to look at Nintendo.
You mentioned it. I didn't consider the small children.
Yeah.
The noobs. I would think
anyone below maybe like 12 or 13, anyone that's not a teenager, probably is going to be good for them compared to the other one. But it isn't as portable. People say, oh, I could fit it in my jean pocket. I'm like, you got some big jeans. You're part of that.
Big jeans, boy.
You're part of that statistical America. You know the one I'm talking about. But October 29th, coming out next week, I believe, is the Game Stick. It's a stick of game.
Stick of game.
It's an eighth generation console from Kickstarter. Very much like the Ouya, except hopefully it doesn't suck.
that's the key point.
Now that being said, it is a tiny little controller with a little stick in it that plugs into the HDMI port. Is powered via that. It has three little USB ports on it: SD reader, Ethernet, HDMI. A very cool little thing. Hopefully, it will be awesome. And there's, I think we'll post a picture or whatever on the blog whenever we upload this show. It's so small, you could throw it in a backpack, and it's like the controller and everything. You know, throw it in the backpack. It's not for me. I don't think it will ever be for me because I got the Ouya. I bought into the idea. That's really what, like, they give you a big sticker that says thank you for believing. I believe, and I bought the console on that belief. I think that's a good belief. It's not a good console. It's a good belief, but not a good console. Maybe
just believe enough, Matt. I think
maybe
this earlier.
Maybe I didn't believe it. Maybe I didn't believe it enough. But the Game Stick seems to be a little bit cheaper. It's going to be $80 instead of $100 and some odd. It's going to be much smaller, and hopefully it'll work. Let's talk about some of the, because it's about to be holiday season. It's closing in. Our reticle is on Thanksgiving. Well, I guess immediately it's on like Halloween and then Thanksgiving and then like Christmas.
Don't forget Halloween, man.
No, Halloween's good.
I feel
there are two times during the year that it's totally acceptable to watch a marathon of Nightmare Before Christmas, and that's at Christmas and at Halloween, and they're almost back to back. They're pretty close. I've got a projector. I'm gonna be blasting some 1080p Nightmare Before Christmas. Let's talk about some of the best games that came out this year, because whenever you are looking to buy games, or whenever you're looking to, you got that special someone who's like, oh, you need to make a list, or you got your mom or your dad like, son, we don't know what to get you anymore, because you're just, you have everything, you know, suave, charisma, that dashing debonair smile, but we don't know what to get you anymore. You make a list. You need to know what the best games are. So we're going to talk
on that list.
We're going to talk about the best games so that you can put them on that list. Let's start with the mobile crowd. Assume you have a PS Vita. Those are going to be really worth something once the PS4 comes out, because they've actually been developing things with them this time. Not like the PSP, where they promised the world and they delivered a grain of sand.
I still loved my PSP.
PSP is awesome, but it's not what they toted it to be.
Not anymore. It hasn't aged as well.
No. Yeah. It, you know, like the PSP Go, I thought that was going to be a thing. I think it would have been better if the PSP Go was really just a cell phone that played games. You know, like the Xperia sort of is. But nonetheless, Killzone Mercenary, PS Vita game. It's in the Killzone universe. If you don't know anything about Killzone, it's a zone where you kill stuff. You are pretty much like... You are either... One side, you are either pretty much the Nazis, space Nazis, or you're like, you know, super mega Republican space Marine. One of the two, space Hitler or space Republican. Your choice. I don't care. It's an awesome game. I have not played Killzone Mercenary. However, I have heard very good things about it. On the Nintendo DS side, obviously Pokemon XY just came out. You said that there were 18 classes of Pokemon?
I believe there was 18.
There's a huge amount of Pokemon at that point, because it used to be there were like four classes, I think. Yeah. Genres of Pokemon. Fire, water, ice, or was water and ice the same? Electricity.
Those are the same.
And then elemental, like rock or earth or something. You know, earth, wind, fire, water. Those were the big ones. So that's something that's coming out. If you're a platformer fiend and you really like platformers, don't skip out on the new Rayman game, Rayman Legends.
That's love me some Rayman.
That's for Wii U, that's for PS3, Xbox 360, and for PC. Rayman Legends is awesome. They got multiplayer co-op. It looks beautiful. All the sprites look beautifully hand-drawn. If you're a sad person and you haven't bought Grand Theft Auto 5 yet...
We're sorry. Put that on your list.
Grand Theft Auto 5 should be somewhere on or around your list. The only reason I can see for you not getting it is if you have a lot of small children around you when you'd be playing it. And that's a problem.
This isn't for small children.
I would suggest, though, if you do have a lot of small children, that you own a Wii U instead of a PlayStation. And in that case, go ahead and pick up The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD. It is a remake of the Wii and the GameCube game, but it really is fantastic. There are better graphics, some really awesome game design, and a fantastic soundtrack do very well to make that game something that you can play over and over and over again. If you want something a little more mature, though, Zelda, I mean, again, Wind Waker wasn't the mature one, but you've got a really cool game called The Wonderful 101. It is, I don't know, I mean, it's you need a lot of patience when you play this game, and it does look a little cartoony, but it's like, I don't know, it's a comedic, funny, you know, I don't know, it's a fun beat-em-up game. I don't know any way else to say it. It's done very well.
I want to sidetrack you just for a second, Matt.
Go ahead.
I was looking up the Pokemon classes. They're actually called types. Do you want to take a guess at the new type in XY?
I'm going to guess like it's maybe like Onyx Crystal Blue Magenta Purple Volcanoes? Maybe? Something like that?
Volcano types?
Volcano types.
That's your guess? I'm sorry you missed it. It is Fairy.
You know what? That is not so extraordinary.
Fairy Pokemon.
Wow. Moving on. Oh wow, Fairy Pokemon. BioShock Infinite was a fantastic game.
Put that on your list. Top of the list.
It is really great. Booker DeWitt and Elizabeth, fantastic, awesome. You won't guess it unless you've had it ruined already. It is, and I'll say one really cool thing about it is after you beat it, play it again. Play it again like immediately after you beat it. Try to remember as much as you can about the first time you played it. Play it again. You will find so many – play it slowly. Take it in. Get all that you can about it, because you will notice so many awesome, outstanding pieces about that game. For PS3 exclusives, we've got The Last of Us, which is it's
zombies,
post-apocalyptic zombies. Well, infected humans, and you've got survivors, and it's pretty much like worst case scenario. You've got this girl who used to look like Ellen Page, but doesn't anymore because someone sued them. That's the truth. It is a good survival horror, and it's not Resident Evil survival horror. It's like post-apocalyptic, you know, real people survival horror. Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider, came out this year. If you don't own that and you like some third-person platforming and some survival, I wouldn't say it's super survival, but it is challenging. Have you beaten it yet? I know you were playing it a while back.
I did beat it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was acceptable. Rating, not bear approved.
They've got these DLC packs like the Tomb of the Unknown Emperor, the Tomb of the this and the that, and it adds, I don't know, for $5 it adds a couple hours of gameplay, like maybe an hour to gameplay. I'm not sure that that's really worth it to me. And they do have some multiplayability, I believe, but I don't think I'll ever actually play multiplayer on it. It is truly just a single player game for me.
Yeah, I can agree with you.
So we've got Dead Space 3. Again, this is a good game only if you've had Dead Space 1, Dead Space 2, which, by the way, you could win if you continue to listen to the show. We'll help you out on that. And again, always check the website, exppoints.com.
Double P.
You got Devil May Cry, the new Devil May Cry. It's just shortened to DMC now. Not the DeLorean Motor Company, unfortunately.
No.
The Devil May Cry series has been through a lot of ups and downs.
It's been around.
It was a four-series game originally on PlayStation 2, and then got up to PlayStation 3 with Devil May Cry 4. And it didn't keep that hack and slash thing alive, and that's all it really
was fun.
It was I feel like games like Bayonetta or Heavenly Sword did it so much better, and Heavenly Sword was an older game. It's one of the first games released on PS3, and I feel that those games did such a better job at hack and slash than and just button mashers, just a button mash game. But Devil May Cry, for those, it has been rated very well, 6.8 out of 10. Not so well, obviously, but it does, you know, if that's what your thing is. If you want to get into a new Japanese-style, it's Japanese-styled, told from a Western viewpoint. So there are a lot of little cliche thingies in it. Injustice God Among Us, you are playing that right now, and you said it's very good.
I enjoy that a lot.
Good. Crysis 3. If you're a fan of the Crysis series, I wouldn't recommend that this is a game you just jump into like at 3. I recommend that you actually start playing it from 1. And
don't be like me and just throw the turtle around for 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's counterintuitive to beating the game by throwing a turtle around. But Crysis 3 is a good game. Fantastic engine, the Cry Engine 3, I believe.
It's beautiful.
Really, really good. Hope they do more with that. So go ahead and pick that up if you haven't played it yet and you've played 1 and 2. And again, we will be giving away 1 and 2 on the show at some point in the near future. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I do not share, because this website, I'm on imdb.com, they gave it a 6.2 out of 10. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying that I don't think this should be considered as a good game. If you like a game that you don't need to really invest yourself in, and you just want a game that's very unlike the Metal Gear Solid games, then definitely pick up Metal Gear Rising. Because, as its name suggests, it's not a Metal Gear Solid game. It's a Metal Gear Rising game. It was only sort of developed by Konami and Kojima. So you should not take it to be canon. It is not a canon game, I believe, officially. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming out soon. Phantom Pain.
That's
going to be a thing. I'm going to wait to buy that game until I own a PS4. So that's happening. Saints Row 4. Saints Row series, honestly, I didn't get on Saints Row at Saints Row 1 or 2.
No, I didn't.
I got on at 3. And Saints Row 3, It's like a really crazy, just ridiculous Grand Theft Auto, and I feel strange saying that it's a ridiculous Grand Theft Auto.
Because, yeah, Grand Theft Auto is completely normal, not ridiculous.
Right. If assume Grand Theft Auto is normal, now assume that Saints Row is just completely insane compared to Grand Theft Auto. Saints Row 4, of course, continues off where Saints Row 3 left off. Saints Row 3 you can get pretty cheaply on Steam. Saints Row 4 is, I believe, $50 or $40 now on Steam. So go ahead and pick that up if you'd like. And then we got Gears of War, Judgment, World Wrestling, 2K.
Oh, that's some wrestling.
Splinter Cell Blacklist was really good. Despite Tom Clancy dying, they will be making another Tom Clancy game very soon. And then, unfortunately, Resident Evil 6 is also on this list. So that I question the entire validity of this list now.
Not ruin it. Not valid list.
There is a really cool game called Antichamber. It's really awesome. Look up Antichamber. I'm not going to describe it anymore. Antichamber is this trippy-looking game. You really want to pick it up just for the visuals, like a puzzle game sort of. Rising Storm is a World War II sim. It's pretty cheap. You got Remember Me, which is actually a really cool game developed by a French studio. It's very themed and narrative, so it's like it's a third-person action story-driven game. So you can go ahead and take a look at that. If you like story, if you don't, that's fine too. You could also go with something extremely sim-based like Arma 3, which was recently released. Successor to Arma 2, which was more famous, I think, for the DayZ mod than anything.
I believe so. And that game is ridiculous.
DayZ is unforgiving. It is an unforgiving game. And it is kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. The zombies run, and they'll get a pack of zombies on you real quick. And they're not Left 4 Dead fast, but you don't have as much ammo as you do in Left 4 Dead. These Good Samaritans just didn't conveniently leave an arsenal, which seems a little weird. We are out of time. We're going to leave you with a couple little PSA, little public service announcements regarding the website. What's the website, Bear?
That's exppoints.com.
Make sure you double tap that P. It's like paintball. Whenever you're playing paintball, make sure you got that double tap. We're going to go ahead and leave you with Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. Really awesome song. Please check the website, check the Facebook, check everything that we have. This show will be uploaded mere moments to mere hours after you hear it on the radio. So within that range. We're going to leave you here with Critical Hit by MC Frontalot. This has been Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Gotta sometimes feel like going.